Hello, and welcome to Season 4 of Two to Ponder with Dr. Greg McVary. Today, we're going to be discussing that reading and writing connection. And in fact, that's a very new and recent development in the world of literacy research. It wasn't until the early 1980s where people even started to consider the idea that reading and writing were the same. For many years, reading was considered a passive act, where you just extract the information the author meant for you to find. And writing was considered, you know, an active act of creating. Yet in 1983, Rob Tierney and P. David Pearson wrote, "One must begin to view reading and writing as similar processes of meaning construction." We started to bring in different ideas from anthropology, from the ideas of Vygotsky, and from cognitive science and information processing theory that really started to look at this idea that reading and writing were really a continuous, recurring, and recursive transaction as meaning gets negotiated. And you really could not separate this concept of reading and writing, because writers construct meaning, but what of readers? Does meaning exist on a page without a reader? These are the questions that have grappled and played out in our classrooms in the 30 years since Tierney and Pearson began to explore this concept of meaning making as a form of construction. And that is playing out in our classrooms today. But the best way to become a better reader is to become a better writer. And the best way to become a better writer is to become a better reader. And that's Two to Ponder with Greg McVary.